Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Zayin, Amud Aleph, at the bottom of the Amud, taking a look at the next Mishnah dealing with issues relating to Avodah Zarah. Mishaya Beitos Samuch LaAvodat Kochavim. Let's say your house was right next to a house of Avodah Zarah, meaning where the house itself was worshipped. Fenafalan, your house fell down, Asur Liv Noto, you're not allowed to rebuild it as is because you are supporting the Beit Avodah Zarah. Ketzad Yasa, what's the solution? Kones Betoch Shelo Arba Amot, you have to move 4 Amot into your property and build. The Gemara will subsequently address the problem of you are now giving more space to the Avodah Zarah, so how is that a good thing? We'll see. Shelo V'shel Avodat Kochavim, let's say that you share the wall with the Avodah Zarah. Nidon mechza mechza. Then half the wall is yours, half the wall is theirs. So therefore, avanav etzav afaro, the rocks, the wood, the dirt, whatever is used, is metamin kasheretz. Have a din of tumat sheretz. All of the structure of the avodah zarah, shenamar shaketz teshakzenu. Treat it like a sheretz. Rabbi Kiva omer kinida. It has a din of tumat nida, which means also tumat masa, not just maga, if you touch it, but even if you carry it without touching it. That send it out like a nida, send it out like the flow of a nida, get rid of the Avodah Zarah, and that's the comparison. Okay, so the question, as I mentioned, is by moving 4 Amot in, you're really giving support to Avodah Zarah. You have to make it into a degrading use, which is a privy. You want a beit hakisa to be in a private place. So the answer is davar le beit hakisa delaila. So you use it only at night. Somebody who uses the same place at night that he uses during the day. What does that really mean? Meaning, you go to the bathroom at night the same way you go during the day. Meaning, you have the same kind of tzniut when nobody can see you as when you are visible in daytime. So you still have to make some sort of a modesty or privacy here. So the answer is either you make it for little kids. You set up some bushes around it. And there's one way or the other, you take this dalet amot and use it for a private place, but for a beit hakiseh, so that your house is not now within dalet amot of the beit avodah zarah. You're not supporting it that way, but on the other hand, you're not giving them any extra room. Okay, the next Mishnah. Shlosha batim heim. And we're going to see 3 Mishnayot like this. There are 3 rules about houses, 3 rules about rocks, and 3 rules about asherot. And that will take us to the end of the parak where we'll deal with the asheratri. Shlosha batim heim. There's 3 kinds of houses. Bayit shibna omitchil avodah kochavim. If you built a house for avodah zarah, then harei zasur, you can't get any benefit from it. Sido v'chido avodah kochavim v'chideish. If you plastered or cut into it or something like that and made something new for avodah zarah, no tamah shechideish. You have to take away the stuff you added new, and we're okay. Hichnis toch avodah kochavim. If you didn't do anything to the house, but you simply brought an avodah zarah into it, v'hotziyah, and you took it out, harei zamutar, then it's okay. Now, Amar Rav Mishtachavela bayit asaro. If you bow to a house, you've answered it. Now, that wasn't included in our list of Mishnah. Alma kasavar talush vasof chibro katalush tami. So we see that Rav holds that if something was disconnected and then you connect it, it's still considered disconnected, and therefore Avodah Zarah can apply to it. Because after all, you have bricks and you built them onto the house, then you worship the house, the bricks count. Va'anan b'na'otanan. But our Mishnah only listed, as far as a house that is irrevocably a Beit Avodah Zarah, it only listed something that was built for that purpose. The answer is the answer is either one of them is sufficient. Meaning, if you built it for that purpose, even if you never worshipped it, or if you worshipped it, even though you didn't build it for that purpose, it's still asur in category number 1. So yachi ani shlosha arba'avu, that means that the Mishnah should list 4 kinds of houses: a house that was built for Avodah Zarah, a house that was worshipped, a house that was renovated, and then a house that was just housed. So the answer is kemen l'inyan bitul banu mishtachaveh chad kachashiv lei. Since regarding the issue of bitul, they are regarded as one insofar that there's no way to be mevatel them. Therefore, it's called 1 category. Okay, next Mishnah. These are all parts of Mishnah Zayin. Shalosh avanim him. There's 3 kinds of rocks. Evan shechatzava mitchil al bimus. If there was a rock that you carved out of the ground and excavated for the purposes of making a little altar, harizu asura, it's always asura. Sidah v'chidah l'shemot ha'kochavim, if you plastered it and refined it for avodah zarah, natal mashasiyat v'chiyat mutarit. You take away the renovation and it's mutar. Hamidah l'avodah kochavim eslakah, if you put an idol on the altar and take it away, hariz mutarit. Again, it's fine. Now, Amar of Ami, this, by the way, are all talking about when non-Jews are doing these actions, because that would create the beetle. Amar Ami, v'hush esiyed v'chiyed begufash eleven. In category number two, when it talked about plastering the rock, you had a plaster inside the rock, or on the rock itself, and not something around it. Ah, v'hadumi to buy it tonight, but it's been mentioned in parallel with the three houses, and the middle category is when you renovated the house. So buy it lab begufayudumitzar. You're not renovating inside the body of the house itself, but rather the walls of the house or something else, and nonetheless it's asur. The answer is not buy it nami ika beni urvi. Even in the house, between the bricks, when you replaster it, so the plaster gets in there, so it really is in the essence of the house. So no, me lo askin in a shia on the hadar shia. We're talking about a house that's perfectly smooth, and then you plastered it, which means that even if it doesn't get into the bricks, it's still asur, which means the rock should also not have to really be carved into the rock. Akidmar to Rabbi Ami lin bitul idmar. Rabbi Ami's statement was not talking about how to make it problematic, but rather how to cancel it. Meaning, v'afagav to see it b'chiyed b'guf ha'shalevin. What he was saying is, even though you carved into the rock itself, if you take away what you added, it's okay. I might think that since you actually renovated it in the rock itself, I should consider it like a rock that was quarried for Avodah Zarah, and therefore a tzitzar kula would be like category number one, which is totally asur, kamash malan, that it's not. Okay, the next one is shalosh asherotain. There are three kinds of asherah trees. One, ilan shetachilah l'shem avodah kochavim, exactly parallel to the house and to the rock, a tree that was planted for avodah zarah, and that's something we dealt with already earlier. Harezu asura, irrevocably asur. Gidnao pistol l'shem avodah kochavim, if you cut and recarved it for the purpose of avodah zarah v'achlif and changed something, not much v'achlif, you changed whatever you added, and then that's okay. Hamitach avodah kochavim in the Allah, if you put avodah zarah under the tree and then took it away, it was a mutarit, the tree is fine. Now, Amri de Verabiana. Rabiana said something that sounds very familiar from what Rav Ami just said. The category number two, which is cutting it, is only if you graft it onto the tree itself, or use the tree itself to graft. Ivan Gido Pislotan, but our Mishnah doesn't say that. Our Mishnah talks about cutting and reshaping the tree. So, Kitmar de Rabiana, Lin Bitul Kitmar. Same answer that we gave before for Rav Ami. Rabiana's statement is understood not to be about creating the Isur, but rather about canceling it. That even though you graft it onto the tree itself, if you take away the graft, then you're okay. Why? Since you grafted into the tree, it's as if you planted it for that purpose. It's all asur irrevocably. That it's not, and it's considered a renovation. Okay, Amar Shmuel. Let's say there's a tree there, and you bow to the tree, and then now what happens is that anything the tree grows from that point on is asur. So Meitiv Rabbi Elazar, Elazar challenged Shmuel. Gid'o pistol v'lokochavi achlif, our Mishnah, category number two. Natama sheichlif, says you take away what you added. Meaning gid'o pistol in, it's only if you really reshape the tree, had to touch the tree and fix the tree up. But if you didn't touch the tree, you just bow down to it, nothing. It wasn't planted for that purpose. So what would Shmuel answer Rabbi Lazar? He would say, Hamani Rabbananhi. Our Mishnah is authored by the Rabbanan, who disagreed with Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and said, once a tree is planted for a neutral purpose, or a non-Avodah Zarah purpose, it can't become Asur. Shmuel, Damar, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. And he said, I'm holding Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Damar, Ilan, Shntol, Asof, Avado, Asur. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, we dealt with this a couple of days ago, said that if a tree was planted for a non-Avodah Zarah purpose, and then it was worshipped, it's Asur. So Matkif, the Ravash, Ravashi challenges, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Rabbanon, Mitosevet, Pli. Who says Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and Rabbanon disagree about whether the additional part is Asur, and they all agree that the base is Mutar? Dilma, Mitosevet, Lidivir, Kol Asur. Maybe everybody agrees, including Rabbanon, agree that anything that grows beyond the structure of the tree when it was first worshipped Anything beyond that is asur, and the whole machloket is vikaro pligi is about the base of the tree. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda savar ikaro nami asir, that even the base is asur. Dichtiv asherim tisrafun ba'esh, you have to burn the asherah, meaning all of it. Ranan savar ikar ilan shari, that the essential tree is mutar. Dichtiv asherim tegad deyun, these are the two psukim we played with a couple of daf ago, because the Torah also says to cut down the tree. So what tree is it that you have where the branches are asur but the trunk is mutar? Must be a tree that was originally planted and then worshipped. But in the sugya that we dealt with earlier, we didn't answer that way. As a matter of fact, we even gave the opposite psukim, meaning asherehem tegad deun was the pasuk that we assigned to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, saying that's talking about a tree that was worshipped afterwards, and Asher Tisufun Ba'esh was assigned to the Rabbanan, meaning that they said that's the only pasuk that applies here, and that's telling you that only trees where the entire thing is asur, where we planted for that, have to be uprooted. So we say Epoch Rabbanan Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Rabbanan. So switch the psukim, meaning the Rabbanan Rabbi Yosef Yehuda never explicitly used psukim. We conjectured and we assigned them. So reassign them in the opposite direction, just as we did here. So im kain, but if that's the case, gido pistol mang tanila, our Mishnah now runs out of authors. Because if you say that the only way to create a second level asherah is to cut it and to fashion it, here's the problem. Because if the Rabbanan authored it, below gido pistol namitosefet asurah, they wouldn't say, even if you didn't cut it, you just bow down to it, according to what we're saying at this point. Anything beyond is asur. According to Mr. Yehuda, if you bow down to it, or even if you cut it, let's say, and shape it, then the entire thing is asur, and not just the tosefet. So, Ibaitema Rabbanan, Vibaitema Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. The truth is, I could answer our Mishnah as being authored by either one of them. Let's try it. Ibaitema Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. I'll consider that our Mishnah is authored by Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Hikama Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. When does he say his halacha? Below Gido Pislo, Ikar Ilan Asur. He says, when is it that if you don't carve it up, the whole tree is asur when you bow down to it in the middle, bistama? That's if you didn't do anything. Aval gido pistol, but when you cut into it and recarved it, you're basically saying, I don't like the tree the way it was before. And therefore, it only is asur from this point on, meaning the new piece that you made, and anything grows afterwards, after you declare, this is the tree that I like for avodah zarah. So it's dafka by changing the tree that you've sort of rejected its old form. Ibaitema Rabbanan, it could also be the Rabbanan. Even though, according to what we said, the Rabbanan would agree that if you bow down to it without touching it, at that point it becomes asur, but we had to add in the Gido Pislo, you could change it back by taking away the renovation. Since I affected the tree itself and not just worshipped it, Ikar Ilan Nami Litza, maybe the whole tree is Asur. Kamash Malan, according to Rabbanan, if they are the authors, that the only thing that's Asur is the additional renovation. Okay, Ezu Asherah. Now, how do we define an Asherah? Kol Sheish Tartei Avodat Kochavim. Any tree that has an idol or an image underneath it, that tree is an Asherah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol She'ovdin Otai, he disagrees, says they have to actually worship the tree to make it an Asherah. U'ma'aseh b'tzaydan, there was a story that happened in Tzaydan, the city near Tveria. B'ilan She'ovdin Otai, there was a tree that people used to worship. U'matzu tachtei agal, they found underneath this tree a pile of rocks. Amar lan Rabbi Shimon, Shimon told the people who found it, bidku et hagal hazeh, check out this pile. Inside they found an image with some sort of an idol. It must be that they're really worshipping the Tzurah. The tree is now mutar, and that was the halacha, and supporting Rabbi Shimon's point that if they're just worshipping around the area, probably there's some of Avodah Zarah underneath it, and it's like his Rebbe. Rabbi Kiva said that the tree is sort of a marker. He said, but if you didn't find anything, then you'd have to assume that they're actually worshipping the tree. Amar Amemar, Amrulo, Lisave, the Pumbadita. Slicha. Ezu Ashira. Vahanan Shalosh Ashirotran. How does the Mishnah, after giving us the three Ashirot, turn around and say, what's an Ashirah? We already know what an Ashirah is. The answer is, Hachi Kamar, Stein the Divrei HaKol. Two of the things that are mentioned in the Mishnah, version 1 and 2, those everybody accepts. In other words, they absolutely, if it was planted for that purpose, or if it was carved for that, you know, carved or renovated for that purpose, fine. V'achat, Machloket Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan. But there's one that's a Machloket. Meaning, if there's worship that happens to that tree, or around that tree, do we say the tree is the problem, or the thing under the tree is the problem? If there's a Avodah Zarah underneath, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Shovdim Ota. Rabbi Shimon says, only if they worship the tree. So now we ask a different question, which is, how do you have any idea whether or not something's an Asherah? In other words, the Tanaim we're talking about, where we see worship going on, we're just trying to pinpoint, is the worship on the tree or something underneath it? But how do we tell if something's an Asherah at all? So Amar Rav, Kol Shekofrim, Shekomrim, Yoshvin Tachteha Ve'in Tomim Peroteha. If the priests of the cult are sitting under this tree and they're not touching on the fruit, you got nice fruit hanging there, they refuse to touch it. Because to them it's holy, that's how you can figure it out. Shmuel Amar, Afilu Amri, Hani Tamri, Levei Nitzafi. Shmuel said, no, even if they say, let's send these fruit over to the Beit Avodah Zarah, Asur, why? Teram Beshichra, Veshati Lebiyom Eidam. They put it in mash and they make a meat out of it, and they drink it on their holidays. And in Pumadita they said, the halacha follows Shmuel, that in such a case, we consider it to be not an Asherah, an Asherah, even if they don't have this sort of reverence for the fruit, but they send it off to be mashed, because the reality is that they're going to drink it on their holiday. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We're going to pick it up on Memchet Amud Bet at the top of the Mishnah, and that will take us to the front of the podcast of the Perek, to the end of the Perek. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.